我们因着信心，我们得到的是何等大的恩典。
And let the Holy Spirit show us that by faith, how we've received your grace.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
I pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们看主耶稣在十字架上所说的第一句话。
Let's see Jesus' first saying.
父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do.
我们首先看到，即便是主耶稣被钉在十字架上，主耶稣称呼天父上帝，仍然称父啊。
Here we can see that even when Jesus was crucified on the cross, he still called God Father.
在主耶稣最痛苦的时候，最绝望的时候，他仍然称上帝为父啊。
It's his most painful moment, most desperate moment, yet still he called God Father.
没有什么痛苦能够动摇主耶稣对天父的信心和爱。
No pain can shake his faith in the love of God the Father.
很多的时候，我们可能因为生活中一点不如意的小事，我们就开始埋怨上帝。
Sometimes just because of some minor discomfort in life, we started complaining to God.
我们开始抱怨上帝。
We will complain to God.
我们甚至说，神啊，你在哪里？你为什么不爱我？我不要再信你了。
We would say, God, where are you? Why don't you love me? I don't want to believe in you anymore.
所以当我们来思想主耶稣在十字架上所说的七句话的时候，我们会看见，即便在这个时刻，主耶稣对上帝的，对天父上帝的信心，对天父上帝的爱没有动摇过。
When we reflect on the seven sayings Jesus uttered on the cross, we would see that in his most painful moment, his love and faith in God the Father was never shaken.
然后，人们把主耶稣钉在十字架上，人们鞭打主耶稣，羞辱主耶稣。
People crucified Jesus Christ. They whipped him and they mocked him.
但是主耶稣看这些人是在犯罪得罪天父。
Yet when Jesus looked at those people, he could see that they were sinning against God, God the Father.
主耶稣不仅仅是看这些罪人在犯罪得罪他，在钉他十字架，在鞭打他，折磨他。
He didn't see them as sinning against himself. They whipped him and they mocked him.
他看这些罪人，事实上是在得罪天父上帝，是在犯罪得罪天父。
Yes, he could see that those people were sinning against God, God the Father.
所以他呼求天父来赦免这些得罪天父上帝的人。
That's why he cried out to our Heavenly Father to forgive those people who sinned against him.
所以这也是圣经所告诉我们，人犯罪归根结底是亏欠上帝的荣耀，是得罪我们的天父上帝。
That's what the Bible teaches us. When we sin, we sin against God.
主耶稣在这里不是仅仅看自己是一个人犯罪的受害者。
Here, Jesus didn't look at himself as a victim.
主耶稣看这些罪人，事实上是在犯罪得罪天父上帝。
He looked at those sinners and he knew that they were sinning against God the Father.
所以主耶稣呼求天父啊，赦免这些犯罪得罪你的人。
That's why Jesus cried out, Father, forgive them, those people who sinned against you.
然后主耶稣这里说，因为他们不知道，不晓得。
Here Jesus also said, for they do not know what they do.
如果我们来思想这句话，我们知道无知并不表示人可以说自己无罪。
When we think about it, we know that ignorance doesn't equal innocence.
如果无知就等于无罪的话，那这个人不需要被赦免了。
If ignorance means innocence, then nobody needs forgiveness.
因为他无罪啊，他不需要被赦免，他没有犯罪。
For they are innocent, they didn't sin.
所以无知并不等于无罪。
So ignorance doesn't equal innocence.
这就是许许多多的时候我们罪人的一个借口，就说我们不知道啊。
That's often an excuse cited by sinners. They would say, I didn't know.
我们个人偏行己路，我们任意而行，然后我们欺骗我们自己，说我们不知道啊。
When we act by our own will and we cheat ourselves, we often say, I don't know.
但是圣经在罗马书第一章明明告诉我们，明明写明，世人都知道有一个神，但是没有一个人真正的来敬拜这一位神。
Yet the Bible tells us very clearly in Romans chapter 1 that everyone knows there is a God, yet they don't worship him.
神性借着天地万物，神所造的万物，借着上帝所造的人，给人的一颗良心，人心里明明知道有一个上帝。
God has clearly revealed himself through all his creations and through the conscience in our hearts.
但是罪人说，啊，我们不知道，我们不知道。
Yet sinners say, I don't know.
好，我们再来回到耶稣所说的这句话，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
Let's return to what Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do.
我们再次要说，耶稣在这里体现出他对罪人的怜悯。斯布珍曾经说过一个很好的比喻。
One more time, the saying showed the mercy of Jesus. Spurgeon once said,
在十字架上的耶稣来看十字架下的这些罪人，他从这些罪人身上，他看不到一点值得上帝去赦免他们的地方，一点都找不到。
When Jesus on the cross looked at all the people before him, he couldn't find anything deserving God's forgiveness.
然后耶稣仍然呼求天父上帝赦免这些罪人，因为他们不知道。
Yet he still cried out to God asking for his forgiveness for them because they did not know.
即便他们不知道，但是并不表示他们不是无罪的人。
Even though they did not know what they do, it doesn't mean they were innocent.
他们仍然需要被赦免，他们仍然是罪人。
They still needed forgiveness. They were still sinners.
当然，我们有很多事情是不知道。
Of course, there are many things that we don't know.
就像那些人，他们可能不知道耶稣有那么大的权柄他们可能不知道耶稣有哪一天会降临。
Just like those people who crucified Jesus, they didn't know Jesus, the authority of Jesus. They didn't know that Jesus will one day come again.
但是有很多的事他们事实上是知道的。
Yet there are many things they did know.
然后他们把无罪的耶稣钉在十字架上。
Yet they crucified the innocent Jesus.
但是耶稣仍然怜悯他们。
Yet still Jesus had mercy.For them.
耶稣在这里不是为自己祷告，耶稣在这里从没有在十字架上自己可怜自己自怜。
Here Jesus didn't pray for himself. He didn't show any self-pity.
耶稣是怜悯那些钉他十字架的人。
He pitied those who crucified him.
上帝对罪人的爱在十字架上显明，就是耶稣的这第一句话，在十字架上说的这句话。
So from the first saying of Jesus, we can see the love God had for all the people.
我们再来看耶稣所说的第二句话，这句话是记载在路加福音23:43。
Now let's look at the second saying of Jesus Christ on the cross. It's recorded in Luke 23:43.
我们可以一起来读一下，我们看到这个投影，路加福音23:43起。耶稣对他说，我实在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里了。我们知道当耶稣钉十字架的时候，在耶稣左边和右边各有一个强盗和耶稣一同钉十字架。
We know that when Jesus was crucified, two robbers were crucified together with him, one on the left, the other on the right.
其中有一个讥笑耶稣，你不是基督吗？可以救自己和我们吧。
One of the criminals who were hanged blasphemed him, saying, "If you are the Christ, save yourself and us."
另一个就应声责备那个讥笑耶稣的强盗，就另外一个强盗责备那个讥笑耶稣的强盗。
But the other answering rebuked him, saying,
你既是一样受刑的，还不怕神吗？
Do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation?
我们是应该的，因我们所受的与我们所做的相称，但这个人没有做过一件不好的事。
And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong.
就对主说，耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
Then he said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
耶稣对他说，我实在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里了。
And Jesus said to him, Assuredly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise.
这是耶稣在十字架上所说的第二句话。
That's the second saying of Jesus on the cross.
第一句话，耶稣祈求天父去饶恕这些罪人。
In his first saying, Jesus asked the Heavenly Father to forgive all the sinners.
第二句话，耶稣就饶恕了一个强盗。
In his second saying, he forgave one of the robbers.
我们看见这个得救的强盗他的信心。
We could see the faith of the saved robber.
这个强盗此刻也钉在十字架上，我们不要忘记这一点。
At that moment, that robber was also crucified on the cross.
他正承受最大最大的痛苦。
He was enduring the most painful punishment.
不仅是肉体的痛苦，也是心灵的痛苦。
Not just pain in his body, also pain in his mind.
我们不妨设想一下，一个正在如此大的痛苦当中的人，几乎绝望当中的人，他居然还有信心去相信一个钉在他旁边的这一位是神的儿子。
Let's try to imagine the man in such great pain, yet he could still believe the one beside him.
很多的时候，当我们承受痛苦的时候，无论是肉体的痛苦，无论是心灵的痛苦，我们可能什么都不相信了。
Oftentimes when we are in pain, whether it's bodily pain or mental pain, we didn't want to believe in anything.
我们说什么都是假的，什么都救不了我，看我现在这么可怜，这么痛苦。
We would say, everything's fake, nothing can save me. Look at me, I'm in such great pain.
但是这个人在他最痛苦的时刻，他仍然相信钉在旁边的这一位是神的儿子。
Yet for that robber, in his most painful moment, he still believed the one crucified beside him was the Son of God.
然后这个得救的强盗，他没有看到任何的神迹。
The saved robber didn't see any miracles.
在十字架上的耶稣没有行任何的神迹。让人可以认出他是神的儿子。
Jesus didn't perform any miracles on the cross to reveal himself as the Son of God.
但是这一个得救的强盗，他就相信耶稣就是神的儿子。
Yet the saved robber believed that Jesus was Son of God.
然后我们看见这个强盗的信心给他带来的行动，第一个行动就是他认罪悔改。
And we can see his actions brought out by his faith.The first action was confessing his own sin.
啊，他对那一个讥笑耶稣的强盗，也是他的同伴，他说这样的话。
He rebuked the other robber, saying,
啊，他说我们应该的，因我们所受的与我们所做的相称，但这个人没有做过一件不好的事，所以他承认自己是罪有应得。
And he said.And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong, so he confessed his own sins.
啊，他承认自己是一个罪人，他应该被钉死，他应该接受死亡的刑罚。
He admitted that he's a sinner and he's deserving death.
然后我们再看他信心带来的第二个行为，他向耶稣呼求，他说。耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
And next we can look at his second action brought out by his faith. He said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
这是伟大的信心。
It's a great faith.
他凭什么要求耶稣纪念他呢？
By what right can he ask Jesus to remember him?
我们记得当彼得碰到耶稣的时候，彼得对耶稣说：“离开我吧，我是个罪人。”
We still remember when Peter met Jesus, He said, "Depart from me, for I am a sinner."
但是这一个强盗，他有一个宝贵的信心，他相信耶稣是爱，耶稣会纪念他。
Yet this robber had a precious faith, and he believed that Jesus is love, and Jesus will remember him.
毫无疑问，他知道自己是一个罪该万死的罪人，他知道这一点，他承认这一点。
There's no question that he knew he was a sinner deserving of death.
但是他有一个强烈的信心，他知道旁边这一位钉在十字架上的耶稣，他是爱的神，他有上帝的爱，他会纪念我这一个罪人。
Yet he had a strong faith, knowing that Jesus, who was crucified beside him, is the God of love, and he will remember him.
有人曾经讲过一句话，认识神就是认识神的恩典。
Somebody once said, to know God is to know the grace of God.
圣经说，鬼魔也信，却是战惊，就是说，甚至连魔鬼都相信上帝的存在，都相信上帝的权柄，他也相信。
The Bible says even Satan believed in God, yet they trembled before God. So Satan knew that God exists.
但是真正信靠神的人，是相信上帝，更是相信上帝是爱的上帝，上帝是施恩怜悯人的上帝。
Yet for those who truly believe in God, they believe that God is the God of love, and God has mercy for those who believe in Him.
这一个得救的罪人就有这样的信心。
Such is the faith of the saved robber.
而且他是在最不可能相信的时候，他居然有这样的信心。
It's in the most improbable situation that he showed his faith.
我们在圣经中我们看到，在那一个时刻，没有人相信耶稣是神的儿子，只有这一个强盗。
In that moment, no one else believed that Jesus was the Son of God, only this robber.
我们再看耶稣在十字架上说的第三句话。
Now let's look at the third saying of Jesus.
我们还是一起来读约翰福音十九章二十六到二十七节。
Let's read John 19.Verse 26 and 27 together.
好，我们看到这个投影，我们一起来读约翰福音十九章二十六到二十七节，二十六节起。耶稣见母亲和他所爱的那门徒站在旁边，就对他母亲说：“母亲，看你的儿子。”又对那门徒说：“看你的母亲。”从此，那门徒就接他到自己家里去了。那么，这一个门徒呢，就是耶稣的门徒约翰，或者说使徒约翰。那么在这里我们看到主耶稣站在人的定位上，尽到人的责任。
And here the disciple whom Jesus loved refers to Apostle John. And from Jesus' third saying we can see that Jesus took care of his human responsibility.
然后他把他的母亲托付给他的门徒使徒约翰。
He entrusted his mother to the Apostle John.
然后我们看见，特别这一位门徒是耶稣所爱的。
And here we could see that Apostle John was the disciple Jesus loved.
所以他把他的门徒，他把他的母亲托付给一个他所爱的门徒，他知道这个门徒是值得信任的。
So he entrusted his mother to a disciple he loved, for he knew.He could trust this disciple.
好，我们再看耶稣说的第四句话。
Now let's look at the fourth saying of Jesus.
马太福音二十七章四十六节。
It's in Matthew 27:46.
好，我们看到，我们一起来读马太福音二十七章四十六节起。约在伸出，耶稣大声喊着说：“以利，以利，拉玛撒格大尼。”就是说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？在这里是唯一的一次，耶稣祷告天父上帝的时候，没有说我的父，我的父，而是说我的神，我的神，这是唯一一次。
This is the only time when Jesus prayed. He didn't call God Father. He called God, my God. This is the only time.
这句话也让我们看见耶稣所承受真正的痛苦是什么呢？就是与天父分离的痛苦。
Here we could see the real pain Jesus endured was the pain of separation with God the Father.
不仅仅是肉体的痛苦，当然肉体承受非常大的痛苦。
He didn't just endure pain in his body. Of course, he was enduring great pain.
也不仅仅是被人羞辱，被人嘲笑这样的带来心理的痛苦，不仅仅如此。
And it's also not just the pain in his heart for his being mocked by other people.
真正的痛苦是与上帝隔绝，是与天父隔绝。这是让耶稣所极度痛苦的原因。
The real pain was the separation with God the Father. That's why he was suffering so much.
那么对于我们信靠主耶稣基督蒙恩得救的人，我们都知道我们的天父不会离开我们，神的爱不会离开我们。
For those who are saved, who believe in Jesus Christ,They know that our Heavenly Father will never forsake us.
圣经也告诉我们，没有什么事情可以让我们与上帝的爱隔绝。
The Bible also teaches us nothing can separate us from the love of our Father, Heavenly Father.
我们为什么可以这样一直与神的爱可以联系在一起呢？因为耶稣在十字架上被天父上帝弃绝。
Why are we always connected with the love of God? Because Jesus was forsaken by God on the cross.
并不是因为耶稣他自己的罪，而是耶稣他担负世人的罪。
Not because of his own sins, but because of the sin of the world born on Jesus.
是我的罪，是你的罪，是世人的罪，让耶稣与天父暂时的分开。
Those were your sin, my sin, and the sins of the world. Those sins separated Jesus with God the Father.
因为主耶稣在十字架上被天父弃绝，所以今天所有信靠耶稣的人可以与天父和好。
It's because Jesus was forsaken by God the Father that we today can be reconciled with God.
再来看耶稣所说的第五句话，在十字架上。
Next, let's look at the fifth saying of Jesus.
这句话是记载在约翰福音十九章二十八节。
It's in John 19:28.
我们看到，我们可以一起来读约翰福音十九章二十八节起。这事以后，耶稣知道各样的事已经成了，为要使经上的话应验，就说：“我渴了。”耶稣在这里说：“我渴了。”
Here Jesus said, I thirst.
这句话表明耶稣在十字架上的痛苦。
It showed how much pain Jesus was enduring on the cross.
这句话也显明耶稣在十字架上的软弱。
It also showed his weakness.
更证明主耶稣基督不仅是百分之百的神，他更是百分之百的人。
It further proved that Jesus was not only 100% God,He's also 100% human.
所以他站在人的地位上担负世人的罪。
And he bore the sins of the world, the sins of humanity as a human being.
耶稣曾经说过，在他那里有活水的江河，只要来到他那里的人永远不渴。
Jesus once said, in him there's a river of living water. Those who come to him will never thirst.
我们今天所以所有信靠耶稣的人，我们永远不渴，因为我们已经连接上生命之河，生命的源头。
Today, all of us who put our trust in Jesus will never thirst, for we are connected to the river of living water.
我们为什么呢？你为什么我们可以永远不渴呢？因为耶稣在十字架上代替我们接受罪的刑罚。
Why will we never thirst?Because Jesus bore our sins on the cross, He received punishment for our sins.
他与天父上帝，他被天父上帝弃绝，他所以他说他渴了。
He was forsaken by God the Father. That's why he said, "I thirst."
所以因为耶稣的痛苦，因为耶稣代替我们钉在十字架上，我们可以与神和好。我们可以说，今天我们连上了生命的源头，我们永远不渴。
Because of Jesus' suffering, because Because he suffered in our place, that's why today we can say we will never thirst, and we are connected with God the Father.
啊，我们再来看耶稣所说的第六句话，在约翰福音十九章三十节。
Now let's look at the sixth saying of Jesus. It's in John 19:30.
啊，我们看到，我们一起来读约翰福音十九章三十节起。耶稣尝了那醋，就说成了。便低下头将灵魂交付神。耶稣说成了。
Jesus said it is finished.
在人看来，十字架上的耶稣是最失败的时刻。
From human perspective, that's the moment Jesus failed.
但是在神看来，耶稣在十字架上那个时刻，代替罪人被钉在十字架上那个时刻，是救恩成就的时刻。
Yet from God's perspective, that's the moment when salvation was accomplished.
所有旧约圣经的预言在那一个时刻被应验了。
In that moment, all the prophecies in the Old Testament were fulfilled.
所有旧约的先知、祭司，向上帝所献的各样的牛羊的祭，各样的赎罪祭。
All the prophets, all the priests, all the sacrifices they offered in the Old Testament.
在耶稣钉在十字架上的那个时刻，可以全部结束了，因为耶稣一次把自己当作赎罪祭献给上帝。
All of those can be abolished in that moment, for Jesus offered himself as the sacrifice to God.
所有上帝拯救救赎的工作在那一时刻成全了。
All the work of salvation was accomplished in that moment.
所以在约翰福音十七章四节，耶稣祷告说
，In John 17:4, Jesus prayed.
我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付我的事，我已成全了。
I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do.
好，我们再看耶稣所说的最后一句话，在十字架上。
Lastly, let's look at the seventh saying of Jesus.
啊，这最后一句话是记载在路加福音23章46节。
It's in Luke 23:46.
啊，我们看到，我们可以一起来读路加福音23章46节起。耶稣大声喊着说：“父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你的手。”说完这话，气就断了。这句话不是绝望的哀求，这句话是信靠天父的一个宣告。
The last saying was not a cry of desperation. It's a proclamation of Jesus' faith in God the Father.
耶稣在十字架上完全顺服了天父的心意，天父的旨意。
On the cross, Jesus obeyed God's will completely.
没有一件事情天父让耶稣去做的，耶稣没有完成，没有做。
He didn't leave anything God commanded him undone.
天父让耶稣所喝的苦杯，耶稣喝了，没有留下一点。
The bitter cup God prepared for Jesus, he drank them all up.
圣经说，主耶稣存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
The Bible tells us, Jesus humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross.
耶稣行完一切天父上帝让耶稣所行的，然后他凭着信心宣告，他把自己的灵魂交托在天父的手中。
Jesus did everything God asked of him, and in the end he put his soul into the hands of God.
当耶稣的门徒使徒保罗回顾他的一生，使徒保罗这样说。
When Apostle Paul looked back at his life, he said,
在提摩太后书四章七节，我给大家读一下。
In 2 Timothy 4:7,
那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
Apostle Paul said, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith.
所有信靠耶稣基督的人，就像主耶稣那样遵行完天父的旨意。
All the people who put their trust in Jesus Christ, They are just like Jesus. They obey the commands of God.
然后最后他们在天父那里得到真正的安息。
In the end, they will receive true rest in the hands of God.
啊，我们今天我们来思想耶稣在十字架上所说的最后七句话。
Today we reflected the seven sayings of Jesus on the cross.
我们看到耶稣钉十字架的时候，他旁边一左一右有两个强盗和耶稣一起钉在十字架上。
We could see that at the time, two robbers were crucified together with Jesus.
这两个人可以说是一直陪伴耶稣到最后的时刻的人。
Those two robbers accompanied Jesus until the end of his life.
当上帝道成肉身来到世界上，当神的儿子被钉在十字架上，即将死去的时候，最后两个陪伴他的人，居然是罪人。
When the God incarnate came into this world, and in the last moment of his life, the two people accompanying him were two robbers.
啊，不是耶稣的门徒。
They were not his disciples.
啊，不是当时的啊宗教家啊祭司。
They were not religious leaders or priests.
啊，居然是两个判了死刑的罪人。
They were two death row criminals.
那么其中有一个是得救的强盗。
One of them was saved.
我们再来看当时在十字架下所有的人，要么就是把耶稣钉在十字架上的罗马士兵。
Let's look at the crowd in front of Jesus. Some of them were Roman soldiers.
要么就是嘲笑耶稣的以色列人。
Some of them were Israelites mocking Jesus.
还有一些躲在旁边为耶稣哭泣的一些妇女。
Some were women crying for Jesus.
但是我们看到没有一个人挺身而出要维护主耶稣。
And we could see no one standing up for Jesus.
耶稣所有的门徒那个时候都跑掉了。
At the time, all his disciples scattered.
耶稣曾经医治过的人，耶稣曾经怜悯过、拯救过的人，这时候都不知道哪去了，没有一个人试图尝试要维护耶稣，要保护耶稣。
Those healed by Jesus, those who received mercy from Jesus, we couldn't see any of them.
只有一个，就是那钉在十字架上的强盗，他在用他最后一点可以做出的尝试，他在维护耶稣，他在要保护耶稣。
Only the saved robber, with his last attempt, he defended Jesus.
当别人讥笑耶稣的时候，嘲笑耶稣的时候，他唯一能做的就是他要表达出他自己的意见和看法，他要维护耶稣的尊严。耶稣不允许，不可以这样被人讥笑。
When other people mocked Jesus, he defended Jesus' reputation.
那一个强盗可能是他的同伴。当另外一个强盗讥笑耶稣的时候，他责备那个强盗说
：“When the other robber mocked Jesus, he rebuked him, saying,
你既是一样受刑，还不怕神吗
？Do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation?
我们是应该的，因为我们所受的与我们所做的相称。但这个人没有做过一件不好的事。”
And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong.
当这一个强盗讲这句话，讲出这一句话之前，这两个强盗没有丝毫的差别。
Before the robber defended Jesus, there were no difference between the two robbers.
但是当这一个强盗承认自己的罪，然后说自己是一个罪有应得的罪人的时候，他与另外一个强盗的分别就完全不同了。
Yet after the saved robber confessed his sin, admitted that he's a sinner deserving of death, then there is great difference between the saved robber and the other one.
我那天听到一句话，人生没有如果，人生只有结果。
I once heard someone say, there's no if in life, there's only consequence.
这两个强盗， 他们的人生轨迹可能是完全一样的。
Maybe the life of those two robbers were the same before this event.
但是这两个强盗，他们的结果是截然不同的。
Yet they ended up at two very different places.
啊，我们往往认为，哇，天堂和地狱隔得很远很远。
We often think heaven and hell are very, very far apart.
但是从这两个强盗身上，我们看见天堂和地狱只有一线之隔，只有一念之差。
Yet from the two robbers, we can see that heaven and hell are separated by a very thin line.
可能就是一句话，可能就是一个念头，天堂，地狱。
Just one word, one thought that can separate the heaven from hell.
我们刚才看见那个得救的强盗，他让人惊讶的信心。在没有人相信耶稣的时候，在没有任何神迹给他看的时候，他相信耶稣是神的儿子，耶稣要德国降临。
We just saw the surprising faith of the saved robber. When nobody believed in Jesus, yet he believed that Jesus was the Son of God, and one day he would come into his kingdom.
但是还有更让人惊讶的，就是另外那个强盗，他的悖逆和狂妄。
Yet the bigger surprise is the rebellion of the other robber.
当另外一个强盗嘲笑耶稣的时候，这个得救的强盗就说：“你既是一样受刑，你还不怕神吗？”
And when the other robber mocks Jesus, the saved robber, rebuked him, saying, "Do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation?"
这句话是什么意思？你都死到临头了。你对上帝还没有一点点敬畏吗？
He's saying, now it's time of your death. Why don't you fear God?
我们如果仔细思想一下，如果我们已经被钉在十字架上，我们身体承受极大的痛苦，我们人一点力量都没有，极度的虚弱，我们任何事情都做不了。但是在这个时候，我们居然还要去嘲笑钉在我们旁边的耶稣。
Let's think carefully. If we are crucified on the cross and enduring great pain, and at that moment, do we still have the courage to mock Jesus?
这是让人惊讶的狂妄和悖逆和骄傲，在一个垂死的人身上，他都是这样的骄傲和狂妄。
The arrogance and rebellion of the other robber is truly surprising.
我当时看到这个强盗的时候，我觉得这个人太可恨了，自己死到临头了还要去讥笑耶稣，自己都是一个可怜虫，他还要去讥笑别人。
When I look at the other robber, I can't help but to say, this is such a hateful person, and it's his moment of death, yet he still mocked Jesus.
后来当我信靠耶稣之后，我越来越认识神，我也越来越认识我自己。
Later, when I believed in Jesus, gradually I know more and more about God, and I know more and more about myself.
我觉得后来我就发现，我也是那个嘲笑耶稣的强盗。
Later, I realized I was the robber, who mocked Jesus.
这个世界上每个人都死到临头了。
In this world, everybody is going to die.
我今年四十多岁。我一回想我小时候四十多年一下过去了。
I'm in my 40s. When I look back, all my previous years just fly by.
我也见过一些老人，八九十岁的老人，当他们回想自己的人生的时候，他觉得哎呀怎么这么快啊，一下过去了。
And I know some elders, when they look back at their life, they would say, so many years just fly by.
我们离死亡只有一秒钟，与我们离死亡还有八十年有什么本质的区别呢？
Whether you are 1 second away from your death or you are 80 years away from your death, is there a real difference?
当我以前我没有信耶稣之前，我嘲笑过那些基督徒。
Before I believed in Jesus, I mocked those Christians.
我甚至嘲笑过圣经，我说这不就是人杜撰出来的一本书吗？
I even mocked the Bible. I said, "Isn't it just a book written by people?"
在我还没有信靠耶稣之前，我也是一个面对死亡的人。
Before I believed in Jesus, I was someone facing death.
我和那个在十字架上嘲笑耶稣的那个强盗没有什么本质的区别。
There's no essential difference between myself and the robber who mocked Jesus.
不用圣经提醒我们，我们每一个人都知道。
We don't need to be reminded by the Bible. We all know this.
人人都会死。
Everybody dies.
死后却有审判。
And there's judgment after death.
但我们还没有死的时候，我们有些人在嘲笑耶稣。
Yet before we die, some of us mocked Jesus.
我们可能躺在病床上，我们还在嘲笑耶稣。
Maybe we even mock Jesus when we are lying in our sick bed.
我们可能已经身体软弱无力啊，走两步都气喘吁吁，我们可能还在嘲笑耶稣。
Maybe we are so weak we can't even walk, yet still we mock Jesus.
啊，我信主之前，我曾经就是这样的一个人。
Before I believed in Jesus, I was like that.
啊，当我来看那个嘲笑耶稣的强盗，我就说他死到临头了，他还要去笑人家。
When I look at the robber who mocked Jesus, I said, "It's his moment of death. How could he mock Jesus?"
这个人太骄傲了，这个人太狂妄了，都钉在十字架上了，他还要笑耶稣。
He's so arrogant. He's crucified on the cross, yet he mocked Jesus.
但是后来我又想，我们谁不是钉在十字架上的？
And later, I think about it and ask myself, isn't every one of us crucified on the cross?
在通向死亡的这个道路上面，我们怎么挣扎都没有用。
On the path to death, there's no use for us to struggle.
啊，我那天碰到我的一个好朋友。啊，他在讲他的所认识的一个人。
One day I met a good friend of mine and he told me about someone he knew.
啊，他说他的身体非常的好，每天注意自己的身体。
He said he's very healthy and he's very conscious about healthy living.
啊，我自己有一个同事就是这样的人，他的身体非常的好，我很羡慕他。
I have a colleague like that and he's very healthy and I truly envy him.
但是很突然，他一退休只有半年的时间，他就去世了。
Yet, only half a year after he retired, he passed away. It's a surprise to all of us.
我曾经跟我这个同事传过福音。
I once shared the gospel with him.
他一次一次的嘲笑我。
And every time he mocked me.
他说：“你搞好你自己吧。”
He said, "Just care about yourself."
天堂和地狱的距离并不遥远。
The distance between heaven and hell is not very far.
一线之隔，一念之差。
They are separated just by a thin line, just by a single thought.
两个强盗代表了这世界上所有的人。
The two robbers represent everyone in the world.
每个人都面临死亡的判决，每个人都是这样。
Everyone's waiting for the judgment of death.
每个人的人生轨迹在上帝看来大同小异。都是犯罪得罪神的人，你偷的东西多一点，你偷的东西少一点。
Our lives are very similar in the eyes of God, for all our deeds are sinful.
每个人都亏欠上帝。
We all fall short of the glory of God.
但是在这两个强盗当中，他们代表了两种人，一种人得救了。
Yet in those two robbers, they represent two kinds of people.One is saved.
一种人灭亡了。
The other perished.
他们都得救的人没有什么好行为啊，来能够赚取他的救恩，他什么好行为都看不到。
Those who are saved, they are not saved because of their good behavior, because they have none.
我们只看到他的信心。
The only thing we can see is their faith.
啊，那个灭亡的强盗，他好像也没有做好像更恶的事情。他跟那个得救的强盗都是强盗。
And the robber that perished, from his behavior, we couldn't really see much difference between him and the saved robber, for they were both robbers.
但是，即便是在他面对死亡或者走向死亡的这条路上，他还要嘲笑耶稣，他还要拒绝耶稣，他没有抓住这最后一个得救的机会。
Yet when he faced death or on his path to death.He still mocked Jesus and he didn't grab the final opportunity to believe in Jesus.
上帝没有偏心，上帝给他们两个人都有机会。
God is not partial. He provided opportunities for both of them.
但是一个得救，一个灭亡。
Yet one is saved, the other perished.
好，我们最后一起来读一处圣经。
So lastly, let's read one scripture.
啊，约翰福音三章十六到十八节。
John chapter 3 verse 16 to 18.
啊，我们一起来读约翰福音三章十六节起。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生儿的名。好，我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you and praise you.
感谢你这样的怜悯我们。
We thank you that you've showed mercy to us.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督道成肉身来到世界上。
We thank you that you've given us your only begotten Son, the God incarnate into this world.
代替我们，承担，担负我们的罪，被钉在十字架上。
He bore our sins and was crucified on the cross.
代替我们接受罪的刑罚。
He received the punishment for sin in our place.
我们也求圣灵此刻来到我们每个人的心中。
We ask the Holy Spirit to come into our hearts in this moment.
赐给我们这样宝贵的信心。
Give us this precious faith.
让我们能够凭着这信心，我们就罪得赦免。
So by faith, our sins can be forgiven.
我们就得着永生的盼望。
And we can receive the hope of eternal life.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.